Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Junior Giants Speak. We're happy to have everyone this morning on the show, and most of all, I'm happy to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've had quite a morning so far. Seem to be having technical difficulties. But we're going to, because we are Junior Giants, we're going to make the best out of everything that comes our way. I want to say that I'm very proud of my Junior Giants. I'm happy to have them with me this morning. These are a wonderful group of young people. They're very hardworking, very willing to do whatever needs to be done to get the show done. And for that, I'm really grateful. They're very talented young people, and they just have been willing to step out of the box with me and pursue this goal that I have to learn how to celebrate children who are doing well. I believe that sometimes the children who get into a lot of trouble are the children they seem to get a lot of attention. And so I want to try to change that by putting some spotlights on the children who are doing well. And these are some young people who are doing very well. How'd you all come out with your testing in the last couple of weeks?
Good.
You did good? Okay, I know you guys have a lot to do, but here in the Georgia area, they go through the standardized testing. And seems like it seems to be a very tense time for them. I know some young people that I work with, they seem to have a lot of tension going on during that time because the testing is important for placement. But they've come through, and for that we're grateful. They have survived, and some of them did exceptionally well, and some of them did well enough. But you have to know that anything that you do, you have to do it with all your might, and then God will help you with the rest. We are going to be talking. We've been talking about a series this morning. For the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a series on our gifts and our talents. And we're going to continue that discussion this morning. Our young people have prepared for us a discussion on their gifts and talents. I believe that our children are so talented that sooner that we recognize it, gives them an ability to use it and to perfect the gift that you have. But first of all, before we go into our discussion this morning, I want us to thank the parents. If I seem a little discombobulated this morning, I guess I am. I'm trying to contact our guest. While doing the show, but I want to thank the parents because it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort for them to come on to the show, and they don't have to give me these Saturday mornings because I'm sure there's plenty that they can be doing, but they're here and they allow their children to do the work that is necessary for the show. And so I appreciate them. I appreciate the grandparents because some of them are grandparents. But I appreciate the time that you put in. And I believe that your time will pay off because these are young people that are extraordinary. These are the young people that will be doing things with their lives. And I'm really excited to see what will happen with these young people because they're not afraid to stand up, step out of the box, and they're not afraid to acknowledge God. And anytime you acknowledge God in anything that you do, he will bless you just for the simple fact that you put him first. And so I just want my Junior Giants to know that I'm very grateful to have the opportunity and the privilege of working with them. I don't take it for granted at all. I also want to let you know that we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. You do not have to be in the Atlanta area. I've gotten that question several times. You do not have to be in the Atlanta area, which is where we're based out of. You don't have to be in the Atlanta area to be a Junior Giant. Because of modern technology, all the things that we do are done over the internet or via phone, somewhere on that level. So if you're living in Timbuktu and you want your child to be part of Junior Giant Speaks, then all you have to do is contact us. Our email address is juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can go on our webpage at juniorgiantspeaks.com. And you can contact us and let us know that your child would like to be one of these young people. And it's not that they're elite, it's just that they're very good. And because I have high expectations, sometimes I can be hard on them, but in a very loving way, and that just only to let them know that their presence, what they do is important and that they need to always present themselves with excellence. So we're going to move on. Like I said, we have been having a series for the last couple of shows on the gifts that God has given us. And I want to tell you a quick story before we get started. In the Bible, it talks about a story about a man who comes into a city and he greets these workers and he gives them talents. Now, talents can be perceived as several different things. It can be perceived as money or actual talents and gifts. And so for the show that we're doing this morning, we're going to say gifts and talents. So he gave these three men gifts and talents. One of them he gave five. One of them he gave three. And the other he gave one. Now, what they did is when he went away, while he was gone, they worked their talents. And the man that had five talents, he doubled his talents and he ended up with ten. And the second one doubled his also. But the one who only had one talent, because he only had one and everybody else seemed to have more than he did, he took his talent and he buried it. He hid it so that no one else could see, no one else could share. So when the master came back, he came to the man that had five talents. And the man that had the talents, he said, "Well, sir, I've doubled the talents that you've given me." And the master said to him, "Good, thy good and faithful servant, wonderful." And so he went to the next man, and the next man told him, "I've doubled my talent." And the master was pleased, these two men, that they had worked to double their talent. So then the next one, he comes to the young man that had one talent. And he makes excuses for himself. And he says, "But I buried my talent because I didn't think you were a fair man. And so I buried it and I didn't use it." This made the master very angry. And he rebuked or he scolded the young man because he told the young man, "You could have at least put my money in the bank use it for something to profit somebody else. But you were stingy and you were a slothful and wicked servant." And because of that, he was displeased and he had to go out of the presence of the master. The reason that I wanted to tell you this story this morning is because we are talking about gifts and talents. And our children, young people need to know, those of you who are listening, we seem to have quite a few listeners this morning, those of you who are listening need to understand that when God gives you a talent, he gives it to you for a reason. It's not just for you. So I can say, "Oh, I can sing," or, "Oh, I can write," or, "Oh, I can play ball." That's not why he's giving it to you. He's giving you a talent. Everything, first of all, is for God's glory, so that people can see God in you. But secondly, he wants you to help somebody else. We're all here on this planet Earth to be a help to one another. So these men did not bother to listen. They did not bother this young man that had the one talent. He didn't bother to think about anybody else but himself. He was mad because he didn't get as many talents as the other people. Well, he didn't get as many because the man already knew his character, what kind of character he was. He was just hoping that he would put some effort into his talent. And so for those of you who are listening, I have some very talented children here, And I want you to understand that you're not talented just to be talented. You're talented because God wants you to use the talents that you have. And so it's not just for you and your family. It's so that you can bless people worldwide. You can bless people in your world. And so I want you to know how valuable your talents are. If you learn how to use your talents effectively, you will not be so easy to get in trouble. You will not be so easy to get into things that could cause you problems, because you will recognize that the talents that God has given you are precious. You will recognize that you need to stay focused so that you can be the best at whatever it is that you do.
I'm the only one who goes.
Whether it is, hello, whether it is playing an instrument, whether it is a sport, whether it is your schoolwork, whatever it is that God has allowed you to be good at, your talent, your gift, then you need to make sure that you use your gift so that God gets the glory. Okay, so with that said, I'm going to have to do a check here because I have a lot of calls where my reporters are dropping. So if you would just bear with us, we are having serious technical difficulties this morning. Okay, I need to check on Imaji. Imaji, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, let me check on Jason.
I'm here.
Let me check on Simeon. Okay. So if you would just bear with us this morning, we're having some technical difficulties that are beyond our control that have to do with the studio that we're working through. I need to also check to see if Aaron Knight is here. Okay. So I do all need to my reporters to get into a quiet place so that we can continue the show. And so, like I said, our giants are going to talk about the gifts and the talents that God has given them. And their assignment this week was to tell me what their gift is, because it's important that they recognize that they're gifted in certain areas. It's important that you recognize that. So they are to tell me what their gift is. And in the next 6 months, they had to come up with a plan for the next 6 months about how they're going to use that talent to help someone else. And so that gives them a chance, because you need to know that every time you use your talent grows. Just like the men in the story, those men who had the five talents and the other talents, they used those talents, and those talents grew. That's why when the man came back, they had doubled their talent. So I want our young people to understand, I want you to understand that when you use your talents, you will grow. The more, if you're talented in playing ball, the more you play ball, the better you get. The more you practice whatever your talent is, the better you become. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning, and I have to do an additional check so that I can call on the right people. Imaji, can you tell me your number, please?
404-662-8727.
Wow. Okay. And I see Jason's just dropped again. Okay, so all right. Just a moment, please. Jason, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having a problem with your phone?
Huh?
There's a call. Your call keeps dropping?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me check for Simeon. Simeon, are you there? Okay. We're going to get started because this could go on all morning. So we only have an hour for our show. But we're going to go in and get started. And I think I want to start with you, Jason. Jason, can you tell me what your talent is? And I want you to tell me what your plan is for the next 6 months of how you want to use your talent to help someone else. Okay? Go right ahead, Jason.
Well, Okay, well, it took me a little while because I love to do track, but I really couldn't think of anything to help anybody. But my parents helped me come up with one. I have holographic memory. I would use my gift of holographic memory to help to, like, study or tutor other students. But most people say that it's only good for testing, but they don't know the real story behind it. Say, for instance, it's a lot easier in the morning when you remember where everything is, or if your parents lost their keys or whatever. That's simple things. But we need to focus on the big picture. Say if you're running for president or you're a lawyer, you're going to need to remember important things to withstand your job or, again, running for president. But what I'm meaning to say the whole time is God gave you a gift for a reason, and you have to find that gift deep inside your heart, and that there's always a reason why he gave you that gift.
That's exactly right. And you said you have a photographic memory?
Yes, that's my gift.
Is that what it's called, photographic? So you see it and you can, it's like taking a picture and you remember.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a blessing, Jason. So one of the things that, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking that you could actually use this gift for is that you could use it to, like you said, to tutor other people, but you could use it to learn God's word. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so after this show, or when I see you again, I would like us to start doing that, to work on you actually learning the Bible. There was a man that came to our church at High Point Christian Tabernacle, and he had a photographic memory. He memorized the whole Bible. They call him the Walking Bible because he could call out scriptures and remember them. And so that's something I would like to challenge you to do, is to learn the Bible. Because when you learn the Bible, the Bible is such an awesome book that it just has direction for your life. It can give you direction and understanding about life as a whole. And it makes you such a much better person because you understand God's concepts and precepts and what he meant and what he's saying to his people. So that's a beautiful, beautiful gift, beautiful gift. And so what in the next 6 months, what is your plan for the next 6 months?
Well, the one you just gave me, that could be a very important and very, very, very important one to me and to everybody else around me. Since I'm going into middle school, I'm graduating from fifth grade. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry about that. Since I'm going into middle school, I already have a flyer set up for tutoring. We're actually allowed to tutor some other students, and in the next 6 months, I should be in middle school, in the next 2 months, actually.
Okay, so part of your plan then is to begin to tutor other children?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I like that plan. Very good. Very good. Okay. We're going to keep going. And our topic, once again, is the gifts that God has given me. And the young reporters, you having to come up with, you have to identify your gift, and then you have to be able to tell me what you're going to do in the next 6 months to use your gift. And, Jason, if you use that gift like that, it will only get better. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to move on to Miss Grace. Good morning, Grace. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Tell me about your gift.
So one of the gifts that I've discovered is writing. Like, I write poems, I guess. So what I wanted to do is my friend's grandmother, she has cancer. And she was crying about it earlier, so I wanted to write a poem for her to make her feel better. That's my plan. And Yeah, that's how I came up with.
That's good. But I'm going to challenge you to just to take that a little bit further, okay? That's
okay.
My job is to challenge you. So what I want you to do, that's an excellent gift. Writing is, I'm a writer, so I'm going to, I get excited about writers. So what, one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to start praying and talking to God, because there's an experience that writers get if they're blessed enough to really pursue their writing, is to actually hear God speak to you, and all you do is take dictation. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're hearing the voice of God in your spirit, and you write down everything that he tells you. And when you do that, everything that he ever gives you will bless somebody else, okay? That's number one. But since you're going, you're part of your plan is to minister, which is what you're doing. You are ministering to this elderly woman, okay? And to minister means you're going to give comfort, you're going to make them feel better and feel loved, okay? So that is a very, very powerful thing to do with someone who is sick, because there's nothing like when getting a card or a poem or something like that. It just touches your heart, makes your heart feel warm. So what I want you to do, I don't want you to just limit yourself to one poem, but I want you to keep her in your heart, and I want you to every now and then continue to write poems to her, okay?
Okay.
But I need you to make sure that you are keeping a booklet, a notebook, folders, however you want to do it, of everything that you write, okay?
Yes.
Because I have things that I've written way back when I was about you guys' age. And so it's going to be very important in your writing career, if you continue to work in writing, that you'll be able to look back and see how you've improved over the years, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to keep going. We still have calls dropping left and right. But we are going to keep going, and we will deal with this problem once the show is over. We're going to go, let's go to Ariel. Good morning, Ariel. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So, Ariel, tell me what your talent is.
Well, to be honest, I really don't know what my talent is at this time. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. But that's the whole point of the show, is because you need to start looking for what your talent is. Okay. Because everybody has one. And some people have two or three of them. I don't want you to just limit yourself to one. Sometimes people have many, many talents, okay? And so what is it that you have a passion about, something that makes you really feel good?
Technology. That's what makes me really feel good. When I'm on the computer and I figure out how to do something, like, for instance, like, I know how to, I know how to create a website, and sometimes when I, like, figure out things, it's really cool to, like, know that, but it's, like, technology helps me express my ways in more ways that I could say. You can make a movie online or something like that, and I really want to do that because, like, that's my passion in technology, or, like, photographs and, like, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I think you have a talent there, sweetie.
That's a talent?
That's a talent. I think sometimes I'm confused. Talent isn't just singing or playing an instrument, or it's what God gives you a passion about, okay? My talent is children. I have a passion for working with children. I love it. I love it, okay? So it's something that God puts a burning in you about. And you can use that talent, the technology, in so many different ways for God's glory and for good, because a lot of times nowadays, technology and social media and all those different things are being used in a harmful way that will be harmful to young people. But you can take that in another direction. you can take that in a direction where you use it for that God gets the glory, and that you're able to introduce kids to Christ, and that you use it for encouraging young people. You know, so there's a lot of different ways that you can take that. That's a good talent, and it's not easy. Ask me, I know. It's not easy to know how to do all of those different things. It took me forever to build our website. I was moaning and groaning. Had I known you were able to do it, I don't think I would have been doing it. So it's a good gift. It's a gift that you can use, and God gets glory out of it. Okay? The Bible tells us that in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So anytime that you have a gift, anytime that you have something that you do well, the first thing you must do is you must ask God about it, talk to God about it, acknowledge him, and then he'll show you what to do, how to do the whole nine yards, so that you're not just learning how to do things and, oh, I just do it well, but you're not paying attention to the fact that it's God-given and it's to be used for God's glory. Okay, so that's a good talent, Ariel. So how do you want to try to use that in the next 6 months?
Well, I want to take your advice and, like, encourage people with online, because I know a lot of people that are always on their phones or always on the computer, always on something electronic. They're never really, like, it's, like, I know a lot of people that are always on their phone, always on social media and all that stuff. And I can see that if I did have a social media account, which I really don't, I would use that, because probably my dad and my mom will let me, because, like, I'm getting to the age where I could have certain stuff, so they probably might let me. But I could use those social media sites to create accounts that are not for, like, the regular use, like an Instagram. I could have one that says, it's not about, like, me, about, like, showing pictures, it's about showing pictures of God and everybody commenting and on it or stuff like that, and it's encouraging or, like, something like that.
Okay, Ariel, I have a challenge for you. This is a fun show. I'm having a good time. Okay, this is my challenge to you. My challenge is that because you are aging out of Junior Giants in June, I want us to have a site, part of our website, to be a site where kids can come and talk about whatever they want to talk about. That is good. We're not going to have bullying. We're not going to have any of those things. There are going to be a lot of things on there that are encouraging, you can do it kind of things, encouraging them in their school, encouraging them in their gifts and talents, telling them about the love of Jesus. And that's what we will, how we're going to use those of you who age out. You guys are going to go to a whole other level of Junior Giant. And so that's something that I want you to consider doing, how you would enhance our website so that it can become interactive with kids who are just looking for some good stuff, trying to do some good stuff, and they want to share the good things that they are doing so they can tell their stories. But it has to be set up to be able to receive, to be interactive. Okay?
Ask you a question about your website. Do you have, to edit things? Do you have, an account to log in and then you can edit, or you can just go to the website and add things?
Okay, right now I have it where you can edit it. You have to go in and edit it, and I'll get you all that information. Maybe we could sit one afternoon and have a meeting and do that. Then I can show you how to go in and do those kind of things, okay? Because it's very interesting for those of you who are listening. Once the Junior Giants turn 13, they're no longer able to do the stories on the air. I hate it because I'm losing most of my Junior Giants, but that's the way the Lord gave it to us. But he also gave us to where they can go on and take on some of the responsibilities that I have as far as putting the show together and monitoring the website and all those kind of things. So, Ariel, we will have a meeting, okay?
Okay.
All right. I enjoyed conversating with you, but we're going to keep on going. Our topic this morning is the gifts God has given us and how we plan to use those gifts to help someone else in the next 6 months. And right at this time, we're going to go and talk with Ms. DeJory. How are you, DeJory?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me what your gift is, and then tell me how you plan on using it in the next 6 months to help somebody else.
Okay. One of my gifts is dancing. I plan on helping someone with my gift in the next 6 months. Here's how I plan on doing that. First, I will learn the dance moves to the song from my dance teacher who has chosen the song. Next, I will practice very hard. I will perform the dance for a lot of people. That is how I will help somebody with my gifts for the next 6 months. But I was hoping to minister to those people. So that's about it.
Okay. Dance is a very powerful ministry. I was watching some dancers the other night, and they danced so beautifully that it just made me cry. That's how beautiful it was. And so that's a good gift. But, Jory, I don't think you just have one gift.
I know. I said one of my gifts.
Okay, tell me the others.
The other one is singing.
Okay. I haven't heard you sing in quite some time, but I do know that you're a very good singer. Okay, and that's something else that you can do. You can sing to encourage someone. Something that I do, there's a friend of mine who I never get to really sit down and talk to. So occasionally what I do is I send them a song in a text. And when they say that it was just perfect timing, they really needed to hear that, and it was very encouraging. So that's just something to think about as something that you can do with your gift and your talent, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't want you to think I only dance, or it's a powerful thing. If God gives you, the creator of the universe gives you a gift, that's a powerful thing. And that means that he really intended for you to use that gift for his glory, okay? So never minimize it to make, oh, I just only. No. Okay, it's very powerful, very powerful. Okay, we were supposed to have a musical guest this morning, and I do not know what happened. I texted them, and I have not heard back. But we're going to keep on rolling because, like I said, that's what we do. We don't just crumble because something goes wrong. Otherwise, we'd stop the show this morning. But let me do another check and see, make sure that I have everyone here. Jason, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm glad. Ariana, do I have you? No, I don't know where she went. Ariana? Okay, I guess that one dropped and didn't come back. So I want to apologize to our listeners because we are having technical difficulties that are coming through Blog Talk. I even had difficulty logging in this morning. So just bear with us.
Karen, I'm here.
Are you here?
Yes.
Okay, tell me your number, Ariana.
Ma'am?
Tell me your number.
770-403-1959.
Okay. Well, since you are here, Ariana,
mm-hmm.
Go on and tell me what your gift is.
My gift is singing. In the next 6 months, I will use my gift that God has given me to tell people how great he is, that more people will be saved with the evidence of speaking tongues. I will also use my gifts to help kids just like me who are in the hospital. I will tell them my stories and sing to them to know that God will heal them if they believe. I know because God has healed me from sickle cell. I've been able to live a normal life like everybody else. I still have to take medication, but I'm okay with that. I will always use my gifts to help people like me and like you. I want to go to the hospital in the summer to tell kids don't be ashamed for what they have in life. Don't be ashamed for what they have to live with in life that God has intended them to live. And this is how I will use my gift in the next 6 months.
Now, what did you tell me your gift is?
Singing.
Here.
I have more than one gift.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
Okay. Ariana, are you still there?
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That's my fault. Ariana, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You do have a good voice, and you sing very well. But I want you to take that gift just a little bit further. And I want you to take it further because you have the gift of encouraging. That's a gift, okay? When you talk to young people, when you talk to children about how God has healed you, you are encouraging them, okay? And that really is a gift, okay? So I want you to understand that when you do that, that you are ministering to their spirits. You're letting them know how God has healed you and how God has touched you and kept you, and that he will do the same for them. And so I want you to understand how powerful that gift is that God has given you, how powerful it is. Because when you can encourage someone, you may encourage someone to live and not die. That's very powerful. So you need to understand how powerful that is. Your singing is part of it, but just your talking to them, the way you just talked and talked about how God has healed you and allowed you to live a normal life and about the power of God, if you can do that to young people, that would just be wonderful to go to the hospitals and be able to do that. Very powerful. Very powerful. Okay, so I enjoyed the way you wrote that up. Very good.
Yes.
And we're going to keep going because I want us to make sure we get through. Didn't I give us a question for this session? Because I felt like these answers would come from you all's hearts. And so we're going to have one discussion at the end, if time allows, but we're going to keep going this morning. Our next reporter that we're going to have is going to be Miss Faith. Faith, are you
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Faith, tell me, what is your gift, sweetie?
My gift is making things. I like to make things because it helps me relax and get my mind off of other things. And it also helps me to get ideas to make other stuff. The things that I make are bows, headbands, necklaces, and bracelets. I also draw pictures and sew to make the bows puffy. Well, I don't keep all of the stuff to myself. I give it to other people for free. But I haven't been doing that lately, so in the next 6 months, I'm going to start doing that again to make people happy, because when other people are happy, I'm happy.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to make?
Well, I like to make bows and draw pictures. Those are my favorite things.
Okay. And who do you share these things with?
My classmates at school.
Okay. All right. You should get you a collection, the Faith collection. Of all the different things that you make, your jewelry and things like that. Sometimes you have to look beyond just what you're doing, because sometimes we think, oh, it's just simply, I'm just simply making some jewelry. But jewelry designers, people who design jewelry for a living and make thousands and thousands of dollars, they started by doing what you're doing. So you have to start researching that. If that's something that you enjoy, look into it and see how you can make it better. See how you can grow the gift and the talent that God has given you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good, very good, because it's good to be talented with your hands. Everybody isn't. Some people are just talented with their minds. But when you can take something out of your mind and bring it to life through your hands, that's a very talent. That's a very powerful gift. I like that. Okay, we're going to keep moving. We have Miss Amaji. Good morning, Amaji.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Amaji, tell me what your gift is.
My gift is writing. I got this gift from my mom. I am a writer at the heart. I can be told to write an essay and be finished within.
Amaji, do you have us on speakerphone?
No, but Didi does.
Okay, you have to take me. You have to take me off speaker because you're presenting an echo. Go right ahead.
My gift is writing. I got this gift from my mom. I am a writer to heart. I can be told to write an essay and be finished with it within an hour, and sometimes people think I've been working on it forever. I like writing because it's a way to express myself when I can't verbally. For the next 6 months, I will be doing my very best to write things that would inspire people around the world. I'll write things that express my feelings and the things I have gone through in my life to let people know not to give up. I may only be 13, but writing is a passion. It's a passion that I'm happy to have.
Okay. And how are you going to encourage these people? How are they going to get the message?
Well, one way is through this radio show. Thank you.
Very good. Good answer. Good answer. Okay. Okay, you're very smart. I like that. Okay. And I tell you, like I told Grace, writing is a very powerful. It's a powerful. And I know I keep saying that word, very powerful. But the reason that I do is because I know that if you learn to use the gifts that God has given you, you can do just about anything that you want, you have a desire to do. And so when I think of writers, this is how I think about it. I think about the disciples or the people who wrote the Bible, okay? How powerful that must have been to be able to write down the Bible, write the Bible out. And you only could do it by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You couldn't write anything but what the Holy Ghost told you to write. You couldn't put a period, if he didn't say put a period there. You couldn't put a comma or anything else. So when I think of writing, writing has the ability to change a world. It has the ability to change a heart. It has life. The words have life. And so writing is very powerful, and you are a good writer. And Grace is a good writer, too. One of the things that Grace, you write like you've been here before, like you're older than you are. And that's something that I really like about the writing. So you guys, these gifts are very important. I'm having dropped calls again, so I'm going to just kind of play it by ear to see who I have and who I don't have. Is there anyone that did not get to do this story? Okay. All right, so we're going to go with who we have this morning. I want to reiterate about our gifts and our talents. God has given you a gift, and he expects you to use those gifts for his glory. And he expects you to use those gifts and to grow them, to make them bigger than what they were when he initially gave them to you. Your gift is inside you, and it's been inside you since birth. So he wants you to cultivate your gift. And in order to cultivate your gift, you've got to use it repeatedly so it gets better and better. Research things about your gift. If you're a writer, learn how to write correctly. Learn the grammar. Learn the nuances, how to write. Learn the voices about writing. All those different things that you need to know as a writer, because that's how you get better, and that's how you grow your gift. There's no reason that just because you're children that you can't do great things with the things that God has given you. One of the things that with Jason, that photographic memory, that is a powerful thing to be used for God's glory. You can change a world with a memory like that. For those of you who are writers, those of you who are singers, the technology, those are things that can change someone's life. And to be able to change someone's life is a very powerful thing, very powerful. And it's how God wants to use you. That's something he's giving you so that he can work through you, and help somebody else. Your talents and gifts are not just so you can say, ooh, I can write. That's not what it's for. It's for you to write until someone else can feel what you're feeling and be encouraged by what you're saying. That's when you know God is using you. And it's our ultimate goal to be used by God, more than anything in the world, to be used by God. And so you all did an excellent job this morning. I'm very, very proud of you. I don't know what happened to our musical guests. I'm very disappointed because our young people were looking forward to that. But I will check just as soon as I end the show to find out to make sure that everything's okay, because he was calling from another state, and I don't want anything to be wrong. So I will check to find out. But my young people, the junior giants, you did very well, as always. I do want to say again that we are recruiting for junior giant reporters. They have to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be able to be outgoing and need to be able to speak up. And we are recruiting. If you are interested, you can call me. The number is 678-516-5570. Or you can go online on our website. Our website address is juniorgiantspeaks.com. And or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. And so if you want to be a part, or you have children or grandchildren that you would like to be a part of our show. Yes?
To everybody that's listening or watching, if you want to hear him, because he wasn't on the show today, YouTube Aaron Knight. Look on YouTube, Aaron Knight, and it should be the first one.
That's very good. That's
sorry,
very
go
good.
On.
No, that was excellent, because I do want you to see Aaron Knight, because he's outstanding, outstanding. So you can YouTube him, Aaron, E-R-I-N-K-N-I-G-H-T, Aaron Knight, and you can look him up on YouTube. He's a very powerful young child. He's 11 years old. And he sings out of this world. And I will find out what happened, and we will have him again, because when I talked with them earlier this week, they were so excited. So they may have had difficulty. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I know what happened. Hello, Aaron? Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I understand what happened. You're calling at this time in Alabama, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
What time is it in Alabama?
I'm not sure.
It's 10:45?
Yeah, 10:45.
Okay, because here it is about 11:45, and the show is almost over. So I'm so glad that you made it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's keep on going. We have been doing a show. Our show has been called, first of all, Junior Giants, everyone tell Aaron hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, there's several, we have several reporters that are on the air with us this morning. And we must have gotten a mix-up between me and your manager about the time, because we're floating on Georgia time, and I forget, even though Alabama is real close to Georgia, it is in another time zone. So that's what happened. And so we were waiting on you, so we're glad that you made it.
Thank you.
I'm going to switch quickly to Ariel, and Ariel is going to do the interview with you. Ariel, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Ariel, this is Aaron Knight. Go right ahead with your interview.
Well, hi, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good.
Good. So let's get started. This is the first question. Is singing your passion?
Yes, I enjoy singing. I like singing. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah. Wait, you do it for a living?
Yes. Yes, that's what I need to do.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. As a kid your age with a voice like yours, do you consider your voice a gift from God?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do, because a lot of people say I have talent, but I know I have a gift from God.
Okay. Do you plan to use your gifts to win souls to Christ?
Christ, just Christ. I don't entertain.
Huh?
I do it for Christ. I don't entertain folks.
Since you're a regular kid like us, do you get nervous when you sing in front of people or it just comes naturally?
It comes naturally. The first time I got nervous was when I had first started singing. Opening started singing, I got nervous because I had sung with my favorite Dutch bloggers, Tim Rogers, and Phillips. But now I'm used to it. It's natural.
That's good. Where do you get your inspiration for singing?
My granny.
Does she sing?
Uh-huh. She sings and plays the keyboard.
What gospel artist inspires you, like, to sing, like, instead of your granny as your grandmother, what artist right now inspires you to sing?
Pastor Tim Rogers, Bishop Kenneth Robinson. From Trojan. Bishop Kenneth Robinson from Trojan.
What did you say?
And Bishop Paul Barney.
Oh, I think you're breaking up. I can't really hear you.
He said Bishop Paul Morton.
Okay. What do you plan to do with singing as you get older? Do you plan to get, like, to become a professional singer and sell millions of albums and to win souls to Christ, or just to sing at the church and be famous there?
Well, I would like to be a professional singer when I get older. I also want to preach too.
That's great. Do you sing to get feelings at when you're going through, like, peer pressure at school? Because I know that you're in middle school, so I'm in middle school too, and sometimes we deal with peer pressure. So I want to know, do you sing to get through that?
Well, yeah, sometimes when before I get mad and angry, I, like, sing a song in my head.
Same here. Do you plan to be a professional singer? Well, I asked that question to me. I know you do plan to become a professional singer, but when you do, when you become a singer, will you let it change the reason why you're singing?
I keep it the same.
That's great.
Always sing and I always sing for the Lord.
That's good. Well, that's my interview. I hope that you had a good time on the show with us today, and hope to have you again.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aaron, don't go anywhere. I'm going to have a couple of more questions. I want to ask, how old were you when you first started singing?
I was 4 when I started singing. But when I was 3, I started speaking in tongues. Well, before I experienced that I could sing.
Okay. So, what is your favorite song?
The Blood.
What is it called?
The Blood.
The Blood
Will Never Leave My Mouth.
I've seen you sing that on YouTube. It's very good. Okay. Let me ask you another thing. How do you feel when you sing?
Well, I feel happy when I sing. I sing all around the world, sing at funerals. I don't ever feel mad about it or sad about it.
Okay. What effect do you think your singing has on your life and on the lives of other people?
Well, when I sing, my mama always tell me, well, when I sing, she prays on me and prays that less of me and more of God, and that I break yoke and deliver people. And I
okay.
sing.
All right. And you say you also preach?
Huh?
You said
yeah,
you
I'm,
also
I'm
be,
gonna, yeah, I
do.
Do
you preach now?
Kind of, in my phone. When I sing.
Okay, so you're preaching your song.
Mm-hmm. My papa preaches as well.
Okay, so you came from a singing, preaching family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sing for us this morning? What are you going to sing for us this morning? Okay. Go right ahead. This is Mr. Aaron Knight, and he's going to sing for us The Blood. Go right ahead.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Oh, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. How do you select the songs that you sing? I pick it based on the atmosphere that fits on me.
On the what?
How I feel, whatever God placed on my heart to see.
Okay. Well, that's excellent, Aaron. We want to have you back on our show where you can be a part of the entire show. And so I will be talking with your manager again to see if we can do that, because I think it's important that the young people see the gift of God that is in you. The young people that are doing the interviews today and that are doing did the stories, I want you to be able to hear them so that you know that there are young people standing up for Jesus in other places. You have a phenomenal gift. And that gift is from God, and it just goes along with our show this morning, the gifts that God has given you. That was our topic. And I want to encourage all the people, to use the gifts that God has given you and use them for the glory of God. Aaron, can you hit that again going out? Our show is ending. Go on and go back into the blood, and we'll end the show with that.
Okay. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Thank you, and God bless you. That has been Junior Giant Speaks. show for children, by children, and about children. God bless you all. Have a great week. Thank you, Erin, and I will be calling you just in just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you all.